Biel Jekloal, press secretary in the office of Governor Maju Biel Turuk, says the order to suspend meetings of local community leaders and NGOs is to help control the security situation in the state.
So you know that the governor is the head of the security in the state. Thing related to the security issue, it may involve all those security organs to witness and to confirm that there is an insecurity or there is security concern that may need to be handled. So that's the reason they come up with that resolution, and the governor issued it as to the effect on the 23. And that one will last for only one full month.
But local community leaders and representatives of NGOs say the suspension will interrupt aid work in the state. Some aid workers say the move could affect vital humanitarian efforts. Jessica Ajok, who directs the board-based non-profit Children in Need, says the suspension of meetings will negatively impact local humanitarian services.
The decision that was made is not favorable to all the workers, especially the humanitarian workers. It is not favoring because we have a lot of things, the work that we normally do on a monthly basis, that need maybe you to gather with the community leaders and also the people you're working with at the grassroots levels. So for me, I think our work as humanitarian is not threatening, or has gathering is not even threatening any security in the community.
Another humanitarian worker, Elizabeth Ayen Kuir, Executive Director of Women Empowerment Program South Sudan, says the governor's decision could affect many communities of Jonglei State. Ayuin Garangkur.
1 month is a larger period of time, and it will affect our work in a way that the beneficiaries will lose hope, or will not trust us, or will suspect us of something. And also has the implementers and the donors who support such community program activities.
Secretary General of Bor Community Youth Association has appealed to Governor Maju Biel to reconsider.
It has deprived the community of the happiness that was supposed to be enjoyed by everyone. Idle mind is the devil workshop. When you sit down doing nothing, you would of course think of negativities that you will do to the community. So I request the governor of Jonglei State, to make sure he lifts that restriction as soon as possible to rescue our youth.
Governor Biel recently placed State Minister of Land and Housing Isaac Mamiruk under house arrest pending an investigation into his alleged involvement in anti-Sudan protests. The protests led to the looting of Sudanese-owned shops, sparked by reports of killing of several South Sudanese nationals by Sudanese armed forces when they captured the Sudanese city of Wat Madani. Rook denies any involvement in the protest or the violence. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaideng in Juba.